Stop 1, City Hall. This is stop number 1 of our tour. City Hall was designed by architect Eugene Malmer from Aurora, Illinois. It was built by Oscar and August Wilson, local contractors who lived and worked in Geneva. The Wilson brothers were prolific builders in Geneva from 1911 to 1928, building over 80 structures in the city. The Wilsons also worked alongside Mr. Malmer, as well as Frank Lloyd Wright, on a few of his local designs. City Hall was built for $14,900, about $325,000 in today's economy. Do you have an idea when City Hall was built? If you look closely, the brass plaque on the wall left of the double door entrance indicates that Geneva City Hall was built in 1912. When City Hall was built, it housed not only the city offices, but a jail and vagrants' quarters, the fire department, police department, and council chambers, all which were located on the first floor. The population of Geneva was approximately 3,000 people at that time. Now, more than 23,000 people call Geneva home. These entry doors here opened into an auditorium area that featured a stage where community music and theatrical performances were held. This space is now used for meetings of the City Council and is known as the City Council Chambers. Peek in through the windows and you can probably see the wood chairs that are a part of the public seating area in Council Chambers. Beyond the double doors and to the right is the dais where the mayor and the council sit during the meetings. Step inside the vestibule if the building is open, and you can see the decorative tin ceiling in this entryway. This is just a small section of the tin ceiling, which remains exposed. Spend some time on the portico. When Mr. Malmer presented his designs in 1912 to the City Council, they specified that the portico be built with the columns and the gabled roof as you see it today. In 2008, the city finished a restoration of the stairs going up to the council chambers, which included the brick piers on either side. Take a look at that brick. Is it a good match? The original bricks were manufactured by the Western Brick Company of Danville, Illinois. Historic photographs of the building were used to identify what the stairs and piers looked like when the building was constructed. The stairs were changed in the 1950s to include a center handrail. Walk down the steps and turn left and follow the sidewalk around towards the east entrance of the building. Stop at the entrance where it says City Hall.